It's another Jubal phone tab.
Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello.
Hi, I was looking for Andy.
Yeah, that's me.
Hi, Andy. My name is Pastor Dave. You don't know me, but one of your friends, Steve, told me to give you a call.
Okay. What's this all about?
Well, Steve shared with me that you've been working together for the last few months on a construction project. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Wonderful. How blessed. How blessed. And I hope I'm not being too forward, but Steve also shared with me that out of anybody that he knows, he thinks that you're the biggest sinner he's ever met.
What did you just say?
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but your friend Steve told me that you've done quite a bit of sinning in your day, and he thought I could help, so he asked if I could jump on the phone and talk to you a little bit.
Hey, listen, I don't know what you're talking about. I sin as much as anybody else does, probably as much as you have.
Well, I don't think so, not from what Steve has told me. He also shared with me that you enjoy a good cuss word from time to time.
Well, you know, you're on the construction site there, and, you know, a little bit of guy talk going on. Not that anything more than anybody else.
I can imagine there's probably a lot of temptation out there, and that's got to be hard for you. But he also told me that the filth flying out of your mouth is vile and disturbing, and that maybe a good sermon would help clean that right up. And that's why I'm calling to invite you to church.
Well, all due respect there, Padre. You're getting into my world here now, okay?
Yes.
I live my life the way I want to live my life.
Well, and
I don't appreciate. No, hang on. I don't appreciate you calling me up and telling me that I'm a sinner and, you know, and giving me about how I live and how I'm at the job site.
I do want to let you know that word that you just said there, I will go ahead and pray for that. And
yeah, well, you pray for that.
Yeah,
you're
I will.
You're going to be praying for a lot of
that would be twice. Okay.
Yeah, twice, three times. You know what? Three times you're out, pal.
Yeah, it looks like.
What kind of nonsense is this? You got some nerve, you know what I mean?
It looks like.
Holier than now, sitting there way up on the high on the mountain. You ain't nothing.
You might not believe this, Andy, but I used to have quite the swearing issue back in my day. I did.
Oh, really?
I did, yes.
Nice to hear that.
Well, I was a young pastor coming up through the system, and every once in a while, my organist would mess up her notes, and I would drop an F-bomb right in her face.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. The poor lady's out there breaking her trying to play music for you,
yes,
and now you're cursing
yes.
her out.
Well,
you got the nerve to call me up.
Well, the point is I repented, and that makes me a better person than you.
So now you're telling me that you're a better person than me?
Well, yes.
You got some nerve, pal, okay? Well, take a broom up your and sweep the place. This is absolutely out of control. You.
Okay.
You're a complete jerk.
Lord, please have mercy on Andy, for he's nothing but a dumb construction worker, and he doesn't understand what he's doing.
Who the are you calling dumb? Oh. You gotta be kidding me. Where are you calling
did,
from?
Excuse you know, me, did you just interrupt my prayer?
I don't care what I interrupt. There's gonna be a lot more interrupted now.
Dear, this is...
What kind of do you have calling someone up you don't know and telling them that they're better at sinning and all that?
Okay.
What are you, out of your
Right. Now the only thing I can think to do is invite you down to the church right now so that I can unleash my holy fists of fury right in your face, right?
Yeah. Now you're a priest cursing at me?
Oh, well, no, I'm a pastor, not a priest, and Pastor Dave.
And you're cursing.
Yeah, well.
You're a hypocrite.
I am human after all, and Pastor Dave will you up. I'll your world right up.
Hey, Pastor Dave, you know what? I'm going to you up when I see you. That's what I'm going to do.
Well, maybe
I'm going to punch you right in the face.
Whoa.
If I ever see you. I'm going to knock you into heaven, bro. And then I'm going to grab you up there and knock you into hell, you scumbag.
Okay, well, maybe I should just tell you this is a prank phone call. And we
what?
Can pray about it.
What are you talking about?
Yes, dear Lord.
You're out of your mind now.
Please tell Andy that this is a prank phone call so that he may go about his day.
Who's this?
This is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you. Your friend Steve set you up.
What the f*** are you talking about?
It's a joke. Your buddy Steve says he always gives you a bad time for swearing on the job and wanted me to mess with you.
Oh, my God. You gotta be kidding me.
But I, you know,
oh,
I can...
Oh, man, I was ready to get my truck and go down to your church and knock the f***ing pastor in the mouth. I would have been hitting nuns and
okay, well, that would be a sin, and Pastor Dave wants you to know that's wrong. It's very f***ing wrong.
Oh, I tell you.
Wake up every morning with Jubal phone tabs. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.